My name is Thomas Shelby.
Thomas!
In France, I got used to seeing men die.
What is it you do?
Oh, I do bad things. This is our city.
By order of the Peaky Blinders.
It is Tommy that has brought strength and power to this family.
Tommy Shelby, MP.
I promise someone I'd change the world.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Meaningless Activity. I'm your host, Ryan, and we are going to be talking about Peaky Blinders today. It's a period show. It's a drama. I wanted to end the summer with one of my favorite historical dramas and one of my favorite comedies, both British. Yes, I know it'd be a BBC run, but I feel like this show deserves to be talked about, just because it is rich in sort of history. You know, it's not, the most accurate, probably. It takes place in Birmingham, England, after World War I. It was created by Stephen Knight. He did Dirty Pretty Things. I mean, not very, you know, these are all films, but I'm trying to think of, and then Karen Mindbach, who did The Cosby Show. She's producer on this. So, I mean, you know, a lot of money went into this show. I mean, it does have Cillian Murphy for Tommy Shelby. Then, of course, Sam Neill plays the detective from Belfast who tries to go after the gang. First aired on BBC Two in 2013, ran for 6 episodes. And then it continued on all the way, until the upcoming 5th series, which is going to air this year. So, it did win a BAFTA for Best Drama Series last year. And, you know, I think that the acting is great, the quality of the actual shooting is great, the point in history that it takes place with, you know, famous individuals, most notably Winston Churchill. And the show has progressed so much, not just with characters, death of characters, changing of the characters themselves. So, I mean, it's been kind of slow. It's been kind of a slow ride. But I think that, when they added Alfie Solomons, which is played by Tom Hardy in season 2 up until 4, Adrian Brody came in series 4 as well, as a New York mafia guy. A lot of big names, a lot of big changes in the way the show was done. The starting out in poverty, coming home from the war, and then moving up into, well, a mansion due to illegal activity. I mean, it's curious. It's like The Sopranos, but a little less annoying, and in a different time period. You know, sorry, the voices on Sopranos got to me. I don't know why. You know, I've met plenty of people that talk like that. I've done business with people that talk like that. I just can't watch it for an hour at a time. It's funny. My wife was listening to some podcast, not mine. She's very big into podcasts all of a sudden, just not mine, and it was talking about, like, shows that, you know, made channels, which is a good premise. Okay, that's fine. And she was convinced by this podcast to watch The Sopranos. Now, I've seen every episode of The Sopranos, every season, and she never watched it with me. And now she suddenly wanted to watch it. And I'm just like, no. No, please no. Please, please no. It's one of those shows that everybody loves but me. I don't want to go through this. And I don't know why I sat through all of it. But I, you know, I did originally. But I wasn't willing to do it again. And I've done it again for other shows. Like Game of Thrones, I watched season one without her. Westworld, I watched season one without her. But I rewatched it happily to get her up to speed for current seasons. Sopranos is not one of those shows that I was willing to do that with. So we watched the first episode. This is just the other week. Kids are asleep, you know. That's the only time we really get to spend with each other is our nighttime nachos and HBO or whatever else. Netflix, whatever. And I'm pretty sure she didn't like it. She might be watching it behind my back right now. I don't know. But I'm pretty sure she didn't like it, which is good. Pretty sure. I don't know, though. Want to ask. So a show set in 1919, you wouldn't think would necessarily do very well. You know, I mean, it's a hard sell. But Peaky Blinders' average tomato meter on Rotten Tomatoes is 95%. Average audience score is 96%. So let's go into some of the reviews. We will start with season one. Season one, actually the lowest out of any season, and I kind of agree with that. I feel like they didn't really have the budget and the full scope of what they were trying to do with each character in season one. I think season two did get 100% Rotten Tomatoes. Season three, 100% Rotten Tomatoes. Season four, 96% Rotten Tomatoes. So apparently season two and three are perfect. I'm not going to go that far. So let's hear from some of the top critics on Rotten Tomatoes. Peaky Blinders season one, quote, "Peaky Blinders might just be worth the investment of a few stray hours. It's hardly revolutionary, but like the industrial laborers in its 1919 Birmingham, England setting, it gets the job done." Okay. Here's a negative review. A rotten review. Quote, "Peaky Blinders might find itself overwhelmed by a tide of historical baggage washing away any fine detail in the characterizations." Positive quote, "I chided David Harewood for not sounding fully Yank in the Homeland premiere, but then didn't notice his accent one way or the other in any subsequent episode because I was involved in the story." Okay, I don't get the point of that. You know, there's so many people. Quote, "Brutal violence, sex, and drugs, and vintage gang drama." End quote. Quote, "Overall, this was pacey, looked good, and was fun to watch." End quote. From Time Out, quote, "Stick with it. The cast is superb, and the plot, as it shakes off a few early cliches, becomes truly absorbing." And then last quote from The Guardian, "Undeniably entertaining, though more as a soap romp than a drama. I didn't feel quite as involved with the gun heist from the Birmingham small arms factory and the warring gangs as I think I was meant to be." You know, these reviews are just as boring as the show can be at times, actually, which is ironic. Second season, nothing negative. I can't find anything negative. Daily Telegraph, quote, "It was beautiful, a vengeance killing that touched on myth to find its impact. It made me hope series two of Peaky Blinders may not be such a mistake after all." From the Arts Desk, quote, "Peaky Blinders is grimy, intense, and quite watchable." End quote. Oh, gosh. Last quote, Guardian, "We mustn't begrudge writer Stephen Knight the brummy braggadocio that charged the virtuosic denouement to series two of Peaky Blinders." Oh, my Lord. So, when you think about who is this? Stuart Jeffries from TheGuardian.com. It's a really long review, and it's not as posh as that synopsis. But this could be the most annoying reviewer I've ever read, actually. Stuart Jeffries. Season 3, what do people have to say? I'm sure I can find something negative with 4. Let's see. Number 3. No Stuart Jeffries on here. From the Independent, quote, with its billowing smokestacks, moody lighting, and charred scenery, Peaky Blinders puts every penny it has to good use, and more than stands up when watched back-to-back with a Game of Thrones or a Mad Men. You know, I've never watched Mad Men. Did you know that? It's one of those shows, I don't know, there's so many, you know, I call them hype shows, where...
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hello? Anybody home? What happened?
You're on the Healmark Shield.
The what?
The Glowco Healmark Shield.
Shields against black heel marks.
Hi, Mom! Mom!
See? It shields against Jimmy's black heel marks. All of them? Well, just about.
Great!
Here's why. Glowcoat is extra hard. Twice as hard as most other waxes. See? The floor is still shining.
Hey, where are you going?
I need a shield at my house.
Hard Gloss Glowcoat. It shields against black heel marks.
Still with me? Everybody still there? Okay. Sometimes I just get bored with myself. And I'm like, I need a break. So that's what I did. I took a break. So Peaky Blinders, I feel like I was getting off topic. You know, it takes place in 1919. It's an excellent... period drama with a lot of fiction involved as well. But I do think ever since Netflix took it over, there has been quite an increase in the quality of the show. And I'm hoping that season 5 will be a little bit of closure. I think an important thing to note is that the new season takes place in 1929. So we have... quite a bit of time that has elapsed. They're going to focus on the mental health of a lot of the characters. A lot more people from the old Game of Thrones are going to be in this season. Also people from The Handmaid's Tale. I mean, there's, you know, tons of guests for this show, which is good. I think it actually helps and makes things seem a little bit bigger than they might actually be, so... Please check it out. Please check out, you know, the entire seasons of Peaky Blinders. It's an excellent show. There's some slow points, but it does build up to a really good long-running series. So give it a chance.
Finding the right pros for home projects can be tough and spark a lot of questions like, how do I find a pro who can help? Will they do a good job? Will I get a fair price? That's where HomeAdvisor can help. From leaky faucets to major remodels, HomeAdvisor connects you to the right pro for the job in seconds and even helps you get a fair price. Read reviews, check project cost guides, and book appointments. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free HomeAdvisor app to start your next project.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.